You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. What links ambient chamber music like this? Classical interpretations like this? And electronic music like this. According to Icelandic composer Ólafur Arnalds, nothing at all, even though he's the common element in all of them.
I don't think there's a common thread in that with it, like with the Chopin project. I'm more working with Chopin's motifs and trying to make something nice out of them, while with Chiasmos we're sitting here, two of us, just having fun and doing some beats and playing on top of them. So there's not really a common thread of emotion through them for me.
Although there is punk rock and heavy metal in his background, the core of Ólafur Arnalds' reputation is built around the classically influenced ambient chamber music he's created on albums like They Have Escaped the Weight of Darkness and For Now I Am Winter. It's that sound that is closest to his adaptation of music by Frédéric Chopin, recorded with pianist Alice Sarah Ott. The history of rock and contemporary musicians tackling classical works is not a glorious one. And according to Arnalds, Alice Sarah Ott agreed.
When I first asked Alice to come on board with this, I first just sent her an email and told her, you know, hey, I'm thinking about, you know, redoing Chopin and she told me later that she was going to say no because of this tradition. Usually when this has been done, it's been like remixing classical works and not always been showing a lot of respect to the composers. But then after we talked for, you know, we were on Skype for an hour and this is the first time we actually met, she changed her mind, thankfully.
Arnalds' approach to Chopin's compositions wasn't to contemporize them. He has some straight readings of Chopin with Ott playing piano.
Yeah, my idea was more to make something new based on his ideas rather than take his works and change them. And this is why we have the original works on there as well. And we don't really touch them because we didn't really want to be remixing Chopin.
But then there are the original compositions based on motifs by Chopin.
So, for example, Letters of a Traveler, I'm only taking the first bar of that piece in the left hand and just making a complete new piece out of it, which has very little to do with the original except that one motif.
Coincidentally, Arnalds' Chopin project came out on the heels of a very similar recording by American pianist Chad Lawson. In 2014, Lawson released the album The Chopin Variations.
Yeah, that was funny. We've been in touch a few times. I never met him, but we talk sometimes online. And when I first announced the Chopin project, he actually emailed me like, are you serious? I'm working on exactly the same thing. So we ended up like coordinating our releases a bit so that they wouldn't be released in the same week and stuff.
Although he's an unassuming musician, Arnold's has become a ubiquitous figure in modern music to the point that he's often used as a reference and comparison to other artists. There's even a recent article on the website A Closer Listen called How to Be Like Olafur Arnold's.
Olafur Arnold's has definitely reached the tipping point. Over the past couple years, we've received dozens of press releases from artists and labels mentioning his name. Here's a sampling of quotes with names removed so as not to embarrass anyone. If you've ever enjoyed Olafur Arnold's, prefigured the likes of Olafur Arnold's, inspired by the likes of Olafur Arnold's, sounds like Olafur Arnold's, a similar vein to Olafur Arnold's, recommend it if you like Olafur Arnold's.
A similar thing is happening in film. There's a practice called temp tracks, where a director temporarily uses previously recorded music to get the feel of a scene before he replaces it with an original score. That's why so many film soundtracks sound like Philip Glass or Thomas Newman, even if they didn't compose them. Now, when Arnold hears a temp track from a movie project, it's often his music that's already on there.
Oh yeah. Usually when I'm asked to do a score, they first temp my music in there. For example, Broadchurch, 90% of that was temped from For Now I'm Winter and my album before that.
Broadchurch is an acclaimed British TV series that can be seen on BBC America. This project brought Arnold's into some new musical terrain.
Especially in the second season, it just calls for ominous things and droney things, long drone parts that I usually wouldn't really write.
Running concurrently with all these projects is something truly different, a duo called Kiasmos with Icelandic electronic composer Jónas Rasmussen. Electronics have always been part of Arnold's music, but Kiasmos is completely wired.
Well, he comes purely from an electronic producer background. Well, I'm kind of the opposite. Well, I also produce electronic music, but I come from a totally different background with it. So he's bringing more maybe the rhythms and that whole approach to the table, while I'm maybe more bringing the melodic approach and the acoustic sound approach.
In this electronic terrain, Arnold's writes differently.
When you have a four on the floor kick under everything, you write something to fit to that, and those are different things than what you write when you don't have those, you know, a kick drum under it.
The audience at a typical Olafur Arnold's performance is similar to one you'd find at a classical concert, seated, quiet, and attentive. But the audience for a Kiasmo show has a different posture.
Standing and dancing, actually. Jumping.
Standing and clapping, sitting and listening, Olafur Arnold's has all the bases covered. His latest albums are the soundtrack to Broadchurch and the Chopin Project with Alice Sarah Ott, both on Mercury Classics. And Kiasmos is out there on Erased Tape Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.